Hello, and welcome to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly radio show where we interview independent musicians to get their perspective on their music, their history, and the world around their art. On this show, your host Garrison Reed will sit down with Zykos frontman Michael Buer and discuss their newest self-titled release, Zykos.
Well, the record is somewhat subdued in the sense that it's prettier, than it is live now, and it's like a little more... I guess the word would be like tender, like.
The five-piece Zykos formed in Austin nearly half a decade ago. Five friends originally from Houston have developed into an Austin staple. Their newest, Zykos, released on Post Parlo in January, has been seen as a strong follow-up to their 2003 debut, Comedy Horn. Here's a snippet of Above the Map. Garrison Reed sat down with Michael to discuss the band's writing and recording process, the upcoming ACL performance, and the future for the band. How is the process of recording this new record different than recording Comedy Horn?
Well, with the new record, we went with a different producer. I guess that's the obvious. But we did a lot of the crafting in the rehearsal room. I think it was a little more high tech, as far as the studio was a little nicer. For the most part, I think we had a lot of... As far as the writing process went, we had a lot of time to remove things instead of just everybody playing. We sort of worked with, maybe forming a full part and then pulling instruments out and seeing if maybe that was a little better, a little more defined or refined. And you could hear the actual, the parts and the things would cut through better. So we really wanted to do that because some of the Comedy Horn stuff we thought was great. We love the songs, but it sort of was... kind of a dirty recording, which is great too, but we wanted it to be sort of a lot more separation with the instruments.
And that's how debut records just go, is it's kind of rough,
yeah.
And when you have your follow-up, you can have the more liberties to do that, those actions.
Yeah, and honestly, I think the next record will have the next step of liberties where we'll be able to take our time in the studio, we won't be rushed. We're kind of rushed both times. We get to put a little more on it, extra parts here that maybe we just sort of come off the top of the head,
yeah.
Off the top of the brain.
Since finalizing the record about a year ago, how have the songs transformed?
Well, the record is somewhat subdued in the sense that it's prettier, than it is live now, and it's like a little more, I guess the word would be like tender, like. There's some more tender moments, whereas it's a little grittier live, and I think it's just been more gutsy. Maybe there's a little more of, like, a grandeur to the, a little more punch, pop to the live set now. And we're a lot more comfortable with the songs. We sort of wrote the songs and went immediately in there, which is good and bad, but, it's what we did, so.
Yeah. As a guitarist primarily, how far along in the writing process does the piano factor in?
Well, we kind of write from the way that everybody, like I'll write songs, sometimes they're fully formed, sometimes they're, here's a few parts, let's arrange this together, let's twist it our own way, and then sometimes, Catherine will write a piano part that starts a song. Or the guitar player would, or even our bass player would, and it's just, I guess it just depends, really, because sometimes the piano is sort of the catalyst for the initial creative burst, but then sometimes, sometimes it's, hey, this is a guitar-based song, and the piano comes in as sort of like a texturizer, or like a secondary player, but, very, very much sonically, it's always, we're always really excited about what that can add to it,
Yeah. record opening song Misses. Just recently had a video made for it. How is the process in making the video?
Making videos is really easy because you don't have to play accurately. You know, you just show up. You just have to have clothes on. You know, you can't be naked.
With your video, with the textures, like
Well, we did it in two phases. Originally it was going to be like black and white film projected in the background with black and white video. But then the video is done, you know, and you have the option of color. It looked really vibrant and, you know, lush. And the director, his name's Willie Patton, and he's got a great eye. And so he sort of liked that better, and we all were really into it. And it's really easy. We just, two different sets of times, you know, we went in there and did the film. He sent us the mock-up of the film, just what the film was. We were like, hey, that, you know, that's great, you know, a few modifications or whatever or not, and then we went back and did the video, and we were done, you know, and he edited it all together. So it's like the most painless part of being in a band, you know,
is making,
because you don't have to like struggle to write the song, you know, it's done. You're just like, the rewards are imminent, you know. Yeah. It's cool.
You've been on a variety of tours, most recently with Mariah Taylor, and then also with Harmar Superstar and Ben Lee. How do these audiences respond differently to your music?
Well, that was the weird thing about that tour, was it was just Catherine and I opening up for Ben and Harmar, Sean is Harmar's name, Sean, and he and Ben are very different too. So we were sort of like the midpoint, you know. And we were sort of figuring that out, you know, like, how do we play as a two-piece? Is this going to work, you know? So maybe three or four shows in on the tour, we sort of, hopefully, or we thought we figured it out. And by the end of the tour, we're like, hey, you know, this is cool, and this is invigorating, and it's exciting to do it like this, and, you know, you're exploring other territory. But, you know, but we recently did a full band tour with The Good Life. It's a band from Omaha. A buddy of ours, Tim Kasher, he's in another band called Cursive. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of his side, more song-based, like acoustic instruments. They took us out, full band, and that was, you know, wonderful. Those kids that go to those shows are, you know, they're all so enthusiastic, and they actually like music because they like it, not because they're, you know, not because they read some, like, hipster, you know, online zine, and they think they should, you know, adhere to current trends, you know. They're just like, they're true fans, so that's always preferable to us, you know.
You'll be playing Austin City Limits this September. This is your first time on the bill. Was this an exciting offer? Like, living in Austin and playing in Austin all the time, to be joining this massive festival of Austin City Limits.
Yeah, I mean, that's so, we feel really fortunate, you know. That's a great festival, and it's just getting better, so this year is going to be, it's going to be a big treat for everybody in our band to get to do it. And, we're excited. I mean, that's a bookmark for our year. You know, that's what we're looking forward to at this point.
You recently, I guess your last show was with Jeff Klein.
Week. Yeah.
What is in the future for Zykos?
Well, we have a show with the Rosebuds and ourselves and our friends, this band called 1986. Okay. That's going to be the 13th of August at the Parish. Okay. Like, the Jeff Klein show is at the Parish, and Jeff is incredible. Like, he's an amazing songwriter, and like, his new record is truly, it's a truly great record. Like, you know, it's not filled with, you know, style. Yeah, you know, it's not filled with like all style, no substance. It's absolutely the opposite, you know. But the style of it is great. You know, it's like a lot of bands you'll hear, either locally or you know, beyond. It seems like they're, you know, all swagger and no, you know, there's no content, you know. Yeah. But this dude is like the real guy, you know, and he's timeless, you know. It's great. So, but that's it. I think. Well, and then we're playing with this band called The Walkmen and M83 and Mates Estate in Houston, like the day before ACL. So,
it's a pretty huge show.
Yeah, that'll be really great because we grew up in Houston, some of us, and. And so it'll be really cool to play Numbers. It's like a big place that when I was a kid I'd go to, and it was just like, you know, it's sort of it's kind of an honor, you know. So.
And so right now do you see like a transition from playing the old, like the new record, and then like the upcoming record? Like, are you in that transition? And
yeah, absolutely. Like, we're writing this new record right now, and you know, we were having member changes, and we're having, you know, people that like that are a part of our team that's changing, and we'll probably be getting, you know, working towards a new label. So, you know, it's really exciting, and it's also like completely freaking nerve-wracking, you know. It's like, where are we going to land, you know? But I think it's exciting, and the songs and the music is like more, you know, it's more, I guess in my mind it's more advanced than ever, you know. It's like we're covering more ground, and we everybody wants to like cover new ground and sort of like, you know, incorporate that into our existing style. So
yeah, you had said in earlier about thickening your with all the different textures. Is it this new record? What are you adding that you really?
Yeah, I mean, I think there'll be the usual stuff there, and I don't really know what I mean. I think as we write them and work them out with the band, and when we get them into the studio or record them, there's like certain we're talking about maybe working with a couple really great producers, and so I don't know, like, you know, I kind of want to. I think everybody would kind of want to like put some of that in their hands too, especially if you're able to work with somebody as a producer that you think is truly talented. It's almost like hiring on a new member for that period, you know.
This new record is a self-titled record. How did you decide? You know, the first record is going to be Comedy Horn, and then we're going to make a self-titled record. What was the like process?
The rationale? I think that we didn't really think about it when we were titling the record Comedy Horn. But we were really happy with the way this second record went. So it's maybe the best way the only really reason I have in my mind for doing that is sort of like, hey, we're starting this is where we start, you know, or this is like a rebirth, you know what I mean? Or sort of like, you know, the first place you should look, you know, or we were kind of proud of that, you know?
Yeah. And it's a great record.
Well, thanks, man. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly podcast where we interview independent musicians. More information about our guests today, Zykos, can be found on their website, ZykosMusic.com. Music samples in this show are from Zykos' 2004 release, Zykos. For more information on this release, as well as Comedy Horn, visit postparlo.com. For more information, including a transcription to this interview, please visit IndieInterviews.com. For feedback on this podcast and the materials used in its production, send your thoughts to IndieInterviews@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you next week.